Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is part three of a six-part Eastertide service entitled Revelation, and it is specifically entitled A Vast Crowd, based off of Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. So let us dive into the Word today. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar,
"Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb."
And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. They sang,
"Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen."
Then one of the 24 elders asked me, "Who are these clothed in white? Where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun, for the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of life-giving water and will wipe every tear from their eyes." Amen. How many of you listen to country music? I'm sure some of you do, some of you don't. But I'm just wondering, how many of you who listen to this, how many of you listen to country music? How many of you listen to Garth Brooks? It was August 7th, 1997, when my friend and I stepped out off of a bus and made our way towards Central Park. Kevin and I were headed to Central Park in order to attend the free summer concert that is annually held there in August. That year, Garth Brooks was lined up to play, and there was no way I was going to miss that. Now, I am not a huge country fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I do love any style of music and any musician who rocks, and Garth Brooks rocks. We're just going to put that out there. Garth Brooks rocks, period. Little did I know that we were stepping off the bus and into history. The concert has since been called Garthstock and is the largest concert to have ever been held in Central Park. In fact, to say there was a vast crowd there would be an understatement, as the concert drew an estimated amount of 980,000 people, according to the New York City Fire Department's official estimate. I remember weaving my way around blankets and around people to get as close as we could. We got to a place where we could see the stage, and actually I almost got punched in the process because I guess we had stepped over a couple of blankets and some people weren't happy with that. But I mean, come on. Well, where's there, you know, what are you going to do? So anyway, but thankfully I avoided conflict, and we were able to get to a place where we could see the stage and pretty much everybody on it. But once we found the right spot and we weren't really willing to go any further, we had our worlds rocked by what took place in the next couple of hours. Not only did Garth come out and rock out an amazing set list, that happened. That was a thing. That was awesome. Like, mind exploded, right? Like, that was just awesome. But even more awesome than that, at points, he was accompanied by Billy Joel. Like, no joke, Billy Joel came out and did some of Garth's songs. And, of course, Garth covers some of Billy Joel's songs. And he covered American Pie with Don McLean on the stage with him. Like, it was amazing. Like I can't stress enough how awesome it was to have been at that concert. And of course, it was recorded, and I now own it on DVD, and I was there for it, you know, like I was at that concert. It must be like what people felt like when they went to Woodstock. And then all these years later, people are like talking about Woodstock and how awesome it was. And you've been there. You were at the concert. You were a part of that history. So it was like one of those moments. And it was really awesome that we kind of spontaneously decided to make that trip in to go see Garth. And it was free, just the right price for me in 1997 when I barely had a job and definitely had no money. But all the same, in our scripture today, we just read that John had a vision of a vast crowd in heaven. But this crowd wasn't 980,000 people, but far greater in size. Too vast of a crowd to even count. People from every tribe and nation and language, all of them standing in front of God and Jesus, dressed in white robes and holding palm branches, a sort of new Palm Sunday, if you think about it. Except instead of shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," they were proclaiming, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." I mean, can you imagine it? All of those people, all worshiping and praising God. Each of those people represent all of the people who died during the, quote, Great Tribulation, end quote. Now, without getting into eschatology, I know it's a big word, which really just, you know, is end time theology. Without getting into a discussion on the end of time, the end of the age, the end of the history of the world as we know it, the end of whatever, right? When God comes back and rights the wrongs and sets up Revelation 21 with the new heaven and the new earth, without getting into all of that eschatology, suffice it to say that these folks, this vast crowd, make up the whole church, every Christian throughout Christian history. All of them wearing white, symbolizing their purity because they were washed in the blood of the Lamb. They had been, in other words, they had been baptized Christians, redeemed and saved by Christ. That's what that means. See, Revelation is only understood if you understand the symbology that it uses. So it's important to break that down. And this brings us to what this vast crowd is doing. So what is this vast crowd doing? What in heaven are they doing? Pun intended. Can anyone take a guess at it in their own heads? Do you have an idea of what they're doing in this scripture? If you think back to the scripture that was just read, the vast crowd is continuously in praise and worship of Jesus Christ. This is the picture that John paints of heaven. Joyous, never-ending worship and praise. I can hear the groaning now, even through the earphones that are on my head as I record this. We have enough trouble getting people to worship one day a week. And God forbid if the service runs longer than an hour, oh my. For such people, it sounds like heaven might be actually hell, right? Like, it sounds like heaven might actually be hell. Friends, this is why we were created. I want you to understand that. This is why we were created. Revelation points us to why we were created. And it is sin that has led us away from the continual, joy-filled praise and worship of God. Worship, by the way, does not merely mean praying, singing, and listening to a sermon and sitting and standing up and down over the course of an hour in your pew. It means total, complete, continual faithfulness and service to Christ. Not just lip service, but heart and hand service too. Sisters and brothers, here's today's revelation given to you through John by our Lord Jesus Christ. You are among the vast crowd, and everything you do should be done as an act of worshiping Jesus Christ. Our work lives, our social lives, our family lives, even our very breath should be taken in worship and praise of Jesus Christ. Today we are being challenged to love Christ anew, to recognize that we are among the vast crowd, and that we are the living witnesses of Christ's revelation to the world. Be challenged to grow in your worship and service of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we just thank you for your revelation to us. We thank you for John's faithful witness in writing it down so that we may come closer to understanding who you are and why we were created. Lord, help us grow in our faith, in our worship, and in our service of you, so that we may be witnesses like John was to the world of who you are and who they are in you. Lord, help us be such witnesses and give us the strength and the desire to do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so, friends, I'd like to thank you for joining me and tuning into this, again, part three of a 6-part Eastertide series entitled Revelation, this one specifically being titled A Vast Crowd. It is great to have you here, and I'd like to point you to all of the links in the episode notes for you to check out at your leisure. Certainly check out all of them and visit our swag shop, our life-giving swag shop, which has neat stuff on there for you to support us with. Also, if you really want to support us, like us on YouTube. You can like us on YouTube, but like us on iTunes, like us on Spotify, like us on Google Play Music, and interact with us on Facebook and Twitter and social media so that way we can get bumped up in the listings and get the news out to other people. So that is the easiest, quickest, and cheapest way to support us, but certainly your support of by buying like mugs and t-shirts and things like that really help us. It really supports us in what we're doing here, and every bit of what we get from that goes toward this podcast. So check it out. Anyway, in the meantime, friends, remember, you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Amen. Go in peace.